Hello. Am I speaking with Mike and Wesley?
Yes.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, my name's Nadine Medina. I am one of the specialists here in the department that handles the pricing for your area. I know that you both have been speaking here with Kyle, my representative. He really does a great job, you know, at explaining the basics of the program. However, I did want to speak with you both just to go over, you know, more details as well as the pricing. Now, I'm grabbing these notes that he sent over to me. Now, do either of you have any questions at all, aside from the price, like in regards to how it works or the placement we do?
Other than the fact he mentioned possibly creating us a website.
Okay. Yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over all full details with you both. So if there's any questions that you have, I mean, please don't hesitate to ask, okay?
Okay.
As I'm looking here at the notes, and I'm just, let's see. It looks like you guys currently, so the business has been around for 8 years, right?
Correct.
Okay.
But he hasn't done any advertising. It's just been word of mouth and pretty much his business. And then I've got involved with him since about October, November.
Okay. And you're Mike, right?
Right.
Wesley's the owner.
He's right here.
Hi, Wesley. I just wanted to make sure this way I know I'm talking. Like right now, I was speaking with Mike. I heard Wesley say hi. Okay. So, and then, yes, he did notate in here, Mike, that you started getting involved in November, okay?
Maybe before then, maybe probably October.
Okay. And then, but the business itself, you know, has been around for 8 years, although you're new.
Correct.
To, you're recent. Okay.
Right.
Now, I know that Charleston is the home base, correct? That's where the business is based out of.
But we use Charleston as the address.
Okay. Okay. Ideally, is it 100 miles that you guys like to travel? Ideally, or has that been the furthest that you've gone in the past?
We really haven't established any guidelines, I mean, as far as travel.
Okay.
I mean, this is the first time we've had a conversation about it, but, you know, being new, you think about all the business you get right off the bat.
Right. If it makes dollars, it makes sense. So
right.
I guess what I'm hearing, you know, is that if it's worth the traveling distance, I mean, you guys aren't opposed to it. I mean, you're open to traveling depending on the size of the job. It definitely has to make sense, right?
Right, right.
Okay. So, I mean, I think that even if we could get you a book of business, even within a 50-mile radius from your home base, right? That would be actually more ideal. You're not having to travel so far, but you're still making that money. But basically,
right,
there's no limit. Okay. Now, as I continue to look at the notes as well, definitely you guys can handle more business. So your website, right? It's something you guys are working on it currently. I'm trying to take a look at what his notes say.
Well, okay. We have created is our email address. We haven't got any domain site picked or one issued to us yet. And then your co-worker mentioned the fact that you guys could possibly create that.
Yes. At one time, though, did you guys have one at one time?
Oh, we did have a website. Yeah, Jackie's shaking her head. We did, yeah.
Okay. So it looks like at one time there was a website, but it is no longer active. And that's okay. What we do here, we do everything under one umbrella. And then currently, how would you say, I mean, where does the majority of your business coming from right now? Is it more like word of mouth? Clients?
Word of mouth. And we are on Angie's Leads. Used to be Home Advisor.
Yeah. They recently changed it.
Yeah. We're established with them as well.
Okay. And are you guys getting some good leads off of that? How's it working so far?
Well, we just actually became active the first part of the week, which was Monday.
Okay.
And we've got some leads, but they haven't been anything that's panned out yet.
Okay. And then in the services that you guys are providing, predominantly, is it in the tree services? I do see on your Home Advisor Angie's leads, it shows other services aside from the trees.
Yeah, we do tree removal, tree trimming, firewood delivery.
Oh, okay.
Lawn care. And then we do some pressure washing, cleaning out gutters, pressure washing siding and decks. We do that as well.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's
and
awesome.
We're not opposed to do some minimal painting.
Okay. Awesome. The reason that I asked, gentlemen, is because we definitely want to ensure that we're getting you found for the services that are most profitable for you, right?
Okay.
So what
right.
I mean by that is that you can use multiple keywords. As long as they pertain to the services that you provide. Now, with this particular listing that is available within our company for your category, it is exclusive. Now, what I mean by that is that once we begin to work with you, on that first page of Google and Bing, we will close out the category. We will not work with anyone else in your area who offers the same services. That is to ensure that you are getting the maximum exposure and amount of calls coming to you directly. I'm sure that you guys could see it, you know, beneficial for the business, right? I mean, if you're placed ahead of your competitors there on that first page, that would be beneficial
yes.
for you. Absolutely. Now, the way that our program works here, it's complete opposite of what you're currently doing, you know, with the Home Advisor and Angie's Leads, right? Because I believe you pay a membership and then you pay per lead. Correct, whether it converts into a job or not? Okay.
Yeah, well, there's different types of category leads. Some will automatically get charged, and some will if the customer interacts with you and gives you a chance to build
like an opportunity?
Job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Opportunity. If you win that opportunity, then you need to get billed for that lead.
Gotcha. Okay. So what I can offer you, like I said, it's going to be calls coming directly to you. So we do not charge you per phone call. We do not charge you per job. What we do here is we set it where it's a fixed flat rate, month to month, with no contracts. Because we do want to earn your business month in and month out. Now, because the business has been around for 8 years, although I know you're very recent to the company, I'm going to offer you as an established business discount. Okay, because the company has been around, you know, for over 5 years. So what that would do is provide you a flat rate of $299 month to month with no contracts. It does, however, come with a one-time setup fee. Now, the setup fee is $99, but that is to cover all of the programming. So your initial investment to get started today would be $398. And then, of course, every month after that would just be the $299 a month with no contracts. What that's going to include is we're going to list you in two spotlight positions that are on the first page of Google. So we'll be listing you in the local map and at the very top of the page, which is in the Google Ads. Now, the Google Ads is how we can target outside of your local area. You can definitely choose to target specific zip codes if you wanted, where you know there's a higher end income, right? You can choose to target by mile radius or by county. So the furthest that I will tell you that it's going to target with the Google Ads is going to be about a 50-mile radius. So just so you know, it would be like taking where your home base is, your zip code, and drawing a circle 50 miles around you, and we're throwing a blanket over that. So it's covering all of that within 50 miles. Make sense?
Makes good sense, yeah.
Okay. Now, we will also create content for you on Bing. We do submit you as well to popular directories, Facebook, Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB. And those are just to name a few of the directories that we will list you on. In addition to that, we will include a website for you. Okay? It is at no additional cost. Now, we'll build you a website, Google compliant, mobile friendly, So this way we can showcase, you know, the photos of the work that you've done. We'll write a biography about the business. We'll list all the services, areas that are serviced, hours of operation, even the forms of payments that you accept. And what we're going to do is we're going to attach that website where we list the business. So now when they click on that website, they're going to get to see the quality work that you guys provide, and they're also going to get to know more about the company. So we'll include that. We do include the voice-activated searches, and you're probably familiar with some of those, Google Home and Amazon Alexa.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to give you that coverage, and we'll also give you coverage on mobile devices. So that's going to cover iPhones, Androids, and tablets. Now, what we're doing here pretty much is covering all of your bases. Okay? How does that sound to you guys so far? I mean, how do you feel about it?
I feel good about it. I like the way it sounds.
And I'll tell you.
No contact, so if we go 1 or 2 months in and we see it's not beneficial, there's no penalty for us withdrawing.
No cancellation fee. In fact, what it is, right, is that we set you up, and I do read what's called a voice verification recording. It is for your protection. It outlines our service agreement, and it'll state in there, you know, what the initial cost is to get started. It states the date. It goes over the recurring payment. It'll also state in there that you can cancel your services, okay, at any time. All we ask, Mike and Wesley, that you just call us 3 business days, okay, before your next billing is due. So this way you're not incurring any charges, right? So we're not going to charge you a cancellation fee, right? And just so you know, if you were to cancel, you know, later on down the line, any content that we created for you on Google, none of that will disappear. Any reviews that you generated, it won't go away. What'll happen is you will no longer be in the Google ads because we're not servicing it, right? And eventually, on the first page, eventually you're going to drop down to page 2, page 3, because we're not servicing the local listing, right? But any content that we created, none of that goes away. Now, in the event, if that should happen and you guys cancel, you also have the option, if you want us to just continue hosting and maintaining your website, right, then it would be a $49 monthly charge. We continue to host the website and maintain it. The website I'm including for you guys in the package, we're not charging you because we're purchasing the domain, right? Typically, the website that's included starts at like $400 for the website, but I'm including it for you guys because you don't currently have one right now, and I think it's important to be able to showcase any photos of the work that you guys have done, right? But I like to be very transparent, so this way you both know. If in that event you guys cancel, you have the option to either just pay a $49 monthly charge, you know, to continue for us to host the website and maintain it, or you can actually purchase a domain from us because we purchased it outright in the beginning. It's $99, and then the domain is yours. But okay, just so you both know, you know, if in that case that happens, you are already aware. But I'm pretty confident. I'll tell you that once you guys see the money, right, that you're generating on what you've invested with our program, as long as you're making a profit, right? I mean, no one ever cancels on profit.
Right.
But I like to be very clear on everything. That's just how I work, you know? Any other questions?
Oh, no. It sounds good to us. We're okay. Very much interested.
All right. So, I mean, I think it's definitely a great program. I mean, I'm sure it's something you guys definitely want to take a shot today. You know, give us a shot. This way we can prove it to you, right?
Right.
Okay. So now what we're going to do is create the account. And are we creating it in your name, Mike? Are we creating it in Wesley's name? Are both of you going to be able to make changes to the account? How are we going to set it up?
We're gonna make it where both of us can make changes, but I want it to be in Wesley's name. I'm a spouse
okay.
partner.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
I'm just helping him grow the business.
Awesome. Awesome. And you have me on speaker, right? Because this way, Wesley's hearing everything. Okay. All right. Awesome. So we're gonna create it. Just to clarify, we're gonna create it under Wesley's name. But both of you will be able to make changes to the account, any updates or any modifications, correct?
Yeah, okay, correct.
Okay. Now, the billing part, is that also going to be in Wesley's name? The card that you guys are going to use today for the payment, is it under Wesley's name?
I was going to ask you about that. I need to go get that card, but we haven't established a business credit card yet. We're probably going to maybe get that today. So it'll be able to change billing information anytime we want, correct?
Absolutely. And I've had this happen in many times. So typically what you can do is the initial payment, right, can be mm-hmm. made with your personal card. And then once you get the business card, at the very least, call us 3 days before the next billing to switch out that card so that way it charges the business card. Make sense?
Makes sense. Yep.
Okay. Okay. So, and Wesley, your name is spelled Wesley. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. What's your last name, Wesley?
Snodgrass. S-N-O-D.
G-R-A-S-S. As in the company name, correct? Snodgrass?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. Got it. And Wesley is Wesley. And this is just for the account purpose. Okay. It's not going to appear on Google, I promise. Now, what is the best email address? Now, the email address is where we will send correspondence as well as your receipt. What's the best email for you?
Send it to the business email address, and then you can have my email address as backup.
Okay. So what's the main email address?
Jackie, you got it?
Snodgrass Prepare. @gmail.com.
Okay, and that's snodgrasstreecare@gmail.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to do first. So I'm going to be sending two emails. Both of them are coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Now, the first email is going to be labeled Google Advertising. It's going to have everything that is included in the program with the pricing of $299 month to month for a platinum package, no contracts, with a one-time setup fee of $99. Okay. I'm also going to throw in an example of a website. I mean, do keep in mind, gentlemen, that the website that I'm sending as an example in that is for an electrician. Okay. But it's just so you have an idea of the layout. Okay.
Okay.
So let me get that. Now, the second email that you'll also be receiving is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. Okay. So as I mentioned, you're also going to be able to track your results with our program. We're going to give you access through the client dashboard. So you'll have a login and a password, and you'll be able to go in and see all of your results. Okay.
Okay.
So the client dashboard email that I'm sending you, what it does is it gives you an overview of the reporting system just so you can get familiar with how it looks. Okay? So let me send. There goes that one. And they should be coming to you any minute now, those emails. Now, the number that we are speaking on, the 304-546-0746, is that your number, Wesley, or Mike's?
That's my Mike's.
Mike's. Okay. What is the number that is going to be listed on Google? Google allows one primary phone number, okay?
Okay, then you have primary and secondary?
So with Google, they allow one phone number. However, on the website or wherever it is applicable where we could put two phone numbers, then we can put two phone numbers.
Okay, put my number as a primary because I'll be doing most of the schedule.
Okay, so Mike, your number is going to be the one that's going to be the primary phone number. That'll be the phone number on Google and the primary phone number everywhere else, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and that number is the 304-546-0746. And that's 0746. Okay.
Correct.
Okay. And then, let's see here. And then what's the second phone number? So wherever it's applicable, where we could put two phone numbers, what's that second phone number?
It's Jackie's phone number.
Okay.
She's Wesley's wife. It's 304.
304.
356.
Okay.
7310.
Uh-huh. 70. Okay. 304-356-7310. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm putting this as a secondary phone number. Okay. Yeah. Unfortunately, Google only allows one phone number. I don't know what the reason is behind that, but that's why I always like to clarify, like, what's the primary phone number? And if you have a secondary where we're listing, you know, what would be the secondary? Okay. Now, and this number, just to clarify, Mike, you can receive text messages to this number, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And
as well
just,
as Jackie, her number can receive text messages
okay,
as well.
Perfect. Okay, perfect. Perfect. Now, what I am going to do is this. Wesley, what is your number? Is it your wife's number? Only because let's say you call in and you want to make a change, okay? What is your phone number? Because just so you guys know, what they'll do is when someone calls in and make a change to the account, they're going to verify what your phone number is. That's how they're going to confirm that that's you. Because we don't want just anybody calling and saying, no, we're making a change, and we don't have a way of confirming that, right? And I'm going to notate it. So what's your number, Wesley?
204-610-0063.
Okay, and Wesley, your number is 204-610-0063. Is that correct?
No, 304 at the beginning.
Oh, 304. I thought, wow, his is kind of off from everybody else's. My apologies. 304-610-0063, correct?
Yeah. So we're giving Jackie number because your phone has, yeah, so we get a new replacement.
Yeah. So what we're going to do, just so you're aware, Wesley, what we're doing, okay, is we're going to put Mike's number as a primary number on Google, but then the secondary phone number is going to be Jackie's. Are you okay with that?
Yes. Yeah. We're in the business of getting some business phone for him. His phone, he's got some issues with it, so we really haven't been putting his number out there afraid that we might miss a call or come through.
Okay.
His phone's having some problems right now. So.
Okay. No worries. That's not a problem. Now, what I'm going to do next is I'm going to be sending over two text messages, okay? So the first text message, in fact, that I'm going to be sending, and, you know, I think I'll send it to both of your phones. Wesley, can you get text messages on your number?
Yeah.
Okay. So just so both of you have it, right? So give me just a second here. Just bear with me, gentlemen, because I want to make sure you guys both get that message. So let me add it. I have my, I apologize. My phone went off and I'm like, wait a minute. I always have it on silent. My husband's trying to get on the list for a kidney transplant. So it's been crazy with. Yeah, thank you. You know what? We're believers, so I told him it's not in our timing. You know what I mean?
Yep, it's all in God's will.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you right now, he's moving mountains. That's for sure. Oh, boy. I mean, we got the call, and they said this is what needs to happen, so everything is in motion right now. So super overwhelmed with gratefulness, you know what I mean? But I tell him, remember, we got to also be welcoming, you know, the trials that come along with it, right?
Sure.
It's not always rainbows.
Yeah, that's for sure. And there's no pot of gold at him either.
No, there isn't, let me tell you. But he's a survivor, you know. He's actually a kidney and colon cancer survivor. He's been going on 3 years remission. So I told him, God's not done with you yet, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, that's fact.
Right? Okay, so what I'm going to do first, let me see. I want to make sure. Okay, yeah, I got Wesley's numbers right there. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. First, I'm sending over, Mike, I'm going to send you two text messages right now to your phone. The first text message that I'm sending you is going to be the number to customer service, okay? And then I'll also send it to you, Wesley, once I send the two messages to him. So customer service is who you contact anytime you guys have a change, question, concern, modification regarding the account. You'll contact customer service. And then I'm also sending you a link to a YouTube video. In fact, I think they just went to Wesley's phone first. The link to the YouTube video, it's about 6 minutes long. Make sure that both of you watch it. It's just for you to get familiar with our reporting system. So it actually walks you through on how you go in and view the reports, track your success. So make sure to watch the video when you have time, and then let me send these to you as well, Mike. Okay. So, Wesley, you should have received them already. Let me know if you didn't. And, Mike, the second one is coming over to you now. So if you guys can just confirm that you received those, okay?
Yeah, it's from Splash, right?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep, I got the YouTube and the number awesome. For customer support.
And Wesley as well? You got those, Wesley?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
Beautiful. Okay. Now, we're going to go over the business information. It's very important that we have everything accurate and consistent when it comes to promoting the business on Google. I do have the company name that it should read as Snodgrass Tree Services. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, we're also going to have Google send out a PIN code. It's going to come in the mail. It's going to look like a postcard. That PIN code is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. I do see that there is an address associated, and it's actually on your HomeAdvisor listing. I don't know if this would be the right address, but it's 1816 Whispering Pines Road.
Yeah, that's going to be our office location.
Okay, and that's Charleston, West Virginia, 25320. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, is this by chance a residence, like what we would call
yes.
home office? Okay.
Yes.
So what we're going to do, gentlemen, is we're going to hide that address. We don't want it appearing on Google, okay? So the PIN code, when you receive it, if there's someone else who gets the mail before you do, make sure to let them know you're waiting for a PIN code from Google. It is not junk mail. It'll almost look like a postcard, and it'll actually say Google at the top, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Now, for the billing, the card that we're putting on file, Wesley, is it in Wesley's name? Is it your name, Mike? Whose name is on the card?
It's in my name. It's in my name.
In your name, Mike? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And is it Mike or Michael? How does your name read on there?
It's Michael K. Quitt Sr.
Michael K.
Quitt Sr., yeah.
Q-U-I-T?
P-R-I-T-T.
Okay, so it's senior. Michael, K as in kite, and then your last name is Tritt, T-R-I-T-T?
No. Tritt with a P, T-R-I-T-T.
Oh, P. Okay, I was giving you a whole new name then.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
So it's Michael, K as in kite, and then Pritt. P as in Paul,
yeah.
R-I, T as in Tom, T as in Tom. And that senior, you said, S-R?
Yes.
Okay. I was going to say, he's going to tell me, no, it's junior. My apologies.
No, I'm happy where I'm at.
Right? I know. My kids laugh at me because they're like, Mom, you're going to be halfway to 50 to 100 this year. And I'm like, and?
You can stay in here.
Yeah, I'm going to turn 50 this year. Actually, it's so funny. My brother-in-law turned, there's a bunch of us turning 50, and my brother-in-law, he's like, I feel like I'm having a midlife crisis.
It comes with it.
I started laughing. My, you know, his wife and I were like, wow, we can't wait. It's like the new 21, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
my husband's all, not so much. My husband's like, not so much. My husband's 50. He's going on 52, and he's like, no. He's all, hey, brother, once you hit 50, it's all downhill from there.
I have to agree and disagree both.
Right?
I think you have potential after 50. Your body may not, but I think your mind and what you've learned.
Exactly. 100%. I agree with that. Absolutely. Michael, what's the billing address for the card?
It's the same as the...
The same? Okay.
1816.
Got it. Okay, perfect. And then is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a MasterCard.
MasterCard. Okay. And what is the card number when you're ready?
It's 5466.
Okay.
0420.
Okay.
3148.
Okay.
3967.
And when does it expire?
1026.
And what's the CVV on the back?
406.
Okay. So I'm just going to repeat it back to you for accuracy. 5466-0420-3148-3967. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then you said that it expires October of 26. And then the CVV on the back is 406. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So what I'm going to do first is I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording before I process the payment. Okay. Now, because you're the one who's making the payment, Michael, it's the voice verification. I'm going to read it, but I do want Wesley to also hear it as well. On any questions that I ask you in that voice verification, you would be the one answering it because you're making the payment. The voice verification, basically, it's because I have you guys at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. Now, what it's going to do, it's going to outline our service agreement. And it is also an added form of protection for you that we'll send in writing, okay, along with your invoice. Now, as I am walking you through it, Michael, if there is anything that you do not understand, please do me a favor. Just stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to review it, and then I'll rephrase it, okay? I just want to make sure, Mike, that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process the payment. Now, there is a portion on there. It's going to ask you, like, for what your title is within the company. That's either president, you know, co-owner, partner, okay, whatever your title is. I'm also going to ask you in that voice verification that I'm going to ask you if Wesley Snodgrass, is what I'm going to say, also has permission, okay, to make changes to the account. And then, of course, you'll just answer yes, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to turn on the 90-second recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of the business.
Snodgrass Tree Services.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Michael Pritt, partner.
And Michael, do you also authorize Wesley Snodgrass, your partner, to make changes to the account when need be?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Now, gentlemen, please be aware that, you know, once you start having more online presence, okay, you might start getting some calls, right, from other companies that are not related to local Splash and they're trying to sell you other products, okay? Just be aware of that. They are not associated with us. We are not going to call you and ask you for more money. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, in hiring local Splash, okay, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, February 23rd, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $398. This will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 23rd day, in the discounted amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand? Yeah. So I would say the 20th, okay. But keep in mind if the 23rd is like on a Saturday, maybe you might want to call, like, you know, depending on if it falls on the weekend. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We're just saying at the very least 3 business days, okay, before your next billing is due. And, again, it's so that you're not incurring any of those charges, right? Even if you need to put it, like, on a temporary, like, a seasonal hold, call us 3 days before the next billing, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to be updating the package, and then I will be processing the payment, okay? The next thing that we're going to do is we're going to be scheduling what's called a client interview. Now, the client interview, it's going to be with one of our technicians, and we're going to block out an hour, but we're going to make it at a time that's convenient for both of you. I'm assuming both of you would be on the call, right, for the
Correct.
Client interview? Okay.
Yeah.
So we do want to make it at a time that's convenient for you both. Now, in the client interview, it can take between 30 to 40 minutes. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. In the client interview, you can expect that they'll be crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, re-verifying the information just to make sure that I have everything accurate. And then they're going to talk to you about the website, keywords, areas that we're targeting. They're going to go over way more in detail, okay? I like to say that that's where the real magic's going to happen. Not so much with me, gentlemen, although I like to believe that, but not so much. Okay. So let me see how the calendar is looking for today. So let's see. Man, I can't believe how full we are today. My goodness. How does your schedule look tomorrow?
We can do a morning meeting around 10 West.
I was just going to
–
awesome. 10 o'clock? Beautiful. Okay, here's how I'm going to do this real quick. I'm going to schedule you guys because I have one available. I'm going to schedule you both for tomorrow. Now, Michael, they're going to call your phone. But, again, you know how, like, we're on speaker right now. Make sure that you could do that so that way Wesley is also in on it. So client interview, gentlemen, I cannot tell you how important this client interview is because we're going to be working. We're going to get this going. And in order for us to do that, we have to do the client interview. Okay. It's super important.
Okay.
So you're going to be receiving an email as well with your client interview appointment, and they will call you between 10 and 11 o'clock, and they are going to call you from an 877 number. So just make sure to answer all calls within that hour, okay? Now, in the client interview, in fact, you guys will both receive, they will send a notification, in fact, an hour before the client interview to remind you, okay, that it's upcoming, just in case if you forget. Now, if you guys don't answer the first time, they're definitely going to try again before they end up rescheduling it, okay? So they'll try a couple of times to get in touch with you. If you take a look, Michael, or Mike, you go by Mike, right? Do you prefer Mike?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to put that in the notes. Oh, my husband's an Anthony, but he does not like being called Tony. My dad's an Anthony, but he goes by Tony. Isn't that weird?
It's different.
I'm like, oh my goodness, I married someone with the same name as my father.
That could be good, that could be bad.
Yeah, exactly. Now, a copy of your receipt was sent to the Snodgrass Tree Care
email,
and it was also sent to your phone as well, Michael, as a text message. Can you take a look? You probably received a couple of them, but there's one specifically that I want you to open up. It's going to say, Dear Michael K. Pritt Sr., thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Yeah, I'll click on it.
Okay. And then do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Yep.
Okay. Click on that, and then it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience at the very top. Let me know when you're there.
I got Rebel and Ad Incorporated, UVA Local Splash Terms and Conditions.
Okay, perfect. Do me a favor, scroll all the way down to the bottom of that page, and you'll see where there's a signature box, right? Do you see that there?
I don't see a signature box. I got a yellow careers blue contact.
Oh, yeah, no. Okay, do me a favor. Go back.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you're back on the initial invoice, right?
It says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Perfect. On that same page, scroll all the way down to the very bottom. There should be a signature box. You see that?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Right above the signature box, there's a little box to the left. And it says, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information is accurate and correct, right?
I clicked it.
Okay. Now, in the signature box, what you're going to do is you're going to type in your name, Mike, exactly as it reads. So just Michael space K, no period, space, and then Pritt. You don't need to put the date because it's already populated. And when you do that, you'll click on confirm signature. Let me know when you do that. The next thing you should see is it'll be asking you for a username and a password.
So you don't want any space between my name?
Yes. So you'll just put Michael space,
space
K
space.
Space and then Pritt. Correct. And then senior, okay. SR. Don't put periods after the senior or a period after the initial because it's super case sensitive like that.
Okay. And then put confirm signature.
Correct. And when you do that, it should be asking you for a username and a password.
Yep.
Awesome. Okay. So right now you don't have a username or password yet, but this gentleman is where you would go in and view your reports, okay? So after you have your client interview, They're also going to be creating that customized tracking and reporting system. Now, the link to this reporting system, the username and the password that we create is going to be emailed to the Snodgrass. So my suggestion is this. If both of you are going to be going into that client dashboard, be in agreement on what the password is, because the password that we send you, it's one that we generate, but you will have the option to go in and update the password to a password of your choice, okay? So you're not going to have two different logins. It's going to be one login, okay? So just make sure you guys both know what the password is, in other words, okay? But this is why I want you guys to view the reporting system, that video, because it's going to walk you through this process, all right? So you will receive in a couple of days a separate email with this link, a username and a password, and we'll email it to the Snodgrass email, okay? Now, okay. In the services, and these are just some notes that we're going to be basic notes for the technician so that they know where to start from. Okay. I know we talked about the tree services, removal. You said trimming as well, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then I'm going to go over some other ones. Let me know if there's anything that I'm missing. So I'm going to put like tree services, tree removal, tree trim. Do you do stump grinding?
No.
Okay. I know you said firewood delivery.
Correct.
Okay. What else? You do lawn care? Like lawn maintenance?
Lawn care. Yeah, like trimming, cutting, okay. Mulching.
Mulching as well?
Yeah.
Anything else that I'm missing?
Pressure washing or gutter cleaning.
Oh, yeah. Pressure washing, gutter cleaning.
Yeah. The pressure washing will be house and deck.
Okay.
Exterior house and deck. What else was? Minimal painting, minor painting.
Okay. Oh, man, especially with the season coming in, this is going to keep you guys busy, huh?
Yeah, I hope.
I mean, you know, in this season, everybody's like, okay, you could, because you want to start having outdoor, you know, events at the house, entertaining. So you definitely want everything cleaned up, right?
Right.
And is this just for residential for now or also commercial?
We can't do commercial until we get bonded. We're not bonded
okay.
yet, even though we have $1 million liability insurance. But we,
yeah.
Yet to
so what?
Pass to get bonded.
Yeah, no worries. So what I'm going to do in the meantime, gentlemen, I'm going to put residential only. Now, once you guys are able to take on commercial, let us know. That way we can update it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And then now you guys definitely have some pictures maybe, before and after pictures of some of the work?
We have some pictures of tree down, and I'm working on getting some pictures for some okay. first job that we just did. But,
awesome.
I haven't got a office computer yet. I'm going to work on getting
okay.
that the next probably 4 weeks out. Because I know with Angie's List, you can't really load up photos unless you do it from a computer. It works better. But.
Yeah. What kind of phone do you have, Mike?
Android.
You have an Android, right? So you can access
yeah.
your email on your Android, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So when you talk with the technician, they're going to provide you an email address. All you have to do is attach the photo to the email.
Okay.
Okay. It's mm-hmm. nothing too complicated. That's how I send my photos all the time. Whenever someone needs me to upload a photo or what have you, like, I mean, any of my family, if I need to send a document, I can go like on my phone because I have an iPhone, but I can go to my text messages and where it says like 2, you can put in the email address and it'll send that photo to that email address from your text messages.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, right. It should be the same with Android. Okay.
Okay.
Now, what about a business logo? Do you guys have one or would you like us to create one? It won't cost you anything. It's included.
We actually, for our business cards, we just have a tree, you know, it says Snodgrass Tree Services and has a picture of a tree.
Okay.
And then, you know, when it comes from the green tree down to the brown trunk of the tree, we put established 2014 and have his name, that tree care in the tree itself.
So do you have one already made up?
Yeah, on our business card, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. Okay. And then you could just explain that. I'm going to put on the business card.
Yeah.
And you might just need to send the picture of the business card, and then they can just recreate it like that from there, the way you have it, okay? Or they're able to capture it from that. And then we'll keep you guys within the 50 miles. Is that a pretty good distance for you? Only because that's the furthest it's going to really target to give you a good return.
Okay.
I know you guys travel further, but I think 50 miles is definitely sufficient.
Yeah,
at least for now.
It's pulling in more winged handle, hopefully.
Yeah, especially with, I mean, the reason that I say 50, because we can definitely get you 100-mile distance, 60-mile distance, but then you're talking investing more money. And I think right now, this is a perfect platform for you guys to start, right, without breaking the bank, okay? And then do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What is your preference?
If you get all three, that way it would cover us as far as...
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I agree. I agree. And then it's not required. I know you mentioned you have a liability insurance, right? Are you guys licensed as well?
Yes. Virginia business license, yes.
Okay. Awesome. So you guys are beautiful. We don't require it, but I always like to notate it. And then what are the hours of operation? Is it like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
What do you want to do? Like Monday through Saturday? Monday through Saturday?
What times Monday through Saturday?
We can go 8 to 6. Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys also offer emergency services for the trees?
Yeah. Yeah.
You want me to notate that?
Yeah.
Okay. That's always important, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, some of those trees, when I've seen them come down, I'm like, oh, boy. Like, when you see pictures, I'm like, oh. That's always my biggest fear, like when we have really, so we're in California, right? Our weather is very rare do we get winds, and I'm not even joking, last night it started raining so hard out of nowhere, and the winds were so bad that, I mean, in California, when it comes to like weather like that, it's like we don't know how to handle it.
Just freaked out. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Even hailstorms. It's like, oh, my gosh, what's going on?
I tell you what's really freaky is when you're having a snowstorm with a thunderstorm combined and they happen at the same time. That is really freaky.
Well, listen, I would probably be hiding under the bed for that.
I didn't know how to act the first time I experienced it. I was thinking
really?
The world was coming. Yeah,
well, you
know, I wasn't
you know, it's so funny because I have family like in Florida. I have an aunt in Tennessee. And when they come out here to California, they're like, oh, my gosh, earthquakes freak me out. And it's like, really? I mean, it's like a roller coaster for us. Yeah, I think because we're used to it, right?
Yeah.
Now, what forms of payments? To me, I don't care. It doesn't matter how many I roll through. I'm never going to be used to an earthquake. I don't like them.
Yeah.
Right. What forms of payments do you guys accept? Cash, check, Venmo, PayPal?
I take cash and check, and then we'll as soon as we get off this phone call, we're going to the bank to establish a second account.
Okay. Okay. Awesome.
Good.
All right. So that concludes that part. So just a few couple of things that I'm going to go over with you before I let you guys go about your day. Okay. Remember tomorrow, they're going to call you from an 877 number. They'll be calling on your phone, Mike, so just make sure you guys answer all calls within that hour. And the client interview, they'll call you between 10 and 11 o'clock. You will receive a notification an hour prior, okay? So once you conduct that client interview, we're moving. Okay. We're putting in a lot of hours creating these listings, the website, and getting you optimized. So for the timeline, within 3 to 5 business days, that website will be completed for you guys to review. Let us know if you have any changes that need to be made, okay, before we publish it. Within 6 to 10 days, that PIN code is going to be mailed to you. And again, it looks like a postcard. Remember, it's coming from Google, so if someone else gets the mail, tell them do not throw it, okay? All right. Now, within 7 to 14 days, you will be listed at the very top of the Google ads. Within 7 to 14 days. Within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you guys listed within all the popular directories. Typically, what it states in our terms and conditions, and we sent that in writing, okay, is that your business will have first page placement in the local map section between 30 to 45 days. I will tell you, many times, I've seen it happen sooner. Now, we do like to, you know, under-promise and over-deliver. So, I mean, I have seen it at times, though, where it's happened sooner. Now, because we know that it's important for you guys to start getting those calls as quickly as possible, is why we list you at the top in the Google Ads to supplement it within the 7 to 14 days. As these things are being completed, we're going to be sending you notifications. So you'll be notified when you're live in the Google Ads, when you're live in the local map, when you're in the directories. So we're going to keep you guys in the loop. Okay. Remember in the first month, a lot of it is the processing. So you're going to get some calls in the first month when you're really going to feel this program is in that second month. Okay. But just be aware that we'll be notifying you as we're completing these steps. Okay.
All right.
And then remember, once you change the card, make sure you call us at the very least 3 days before so that way we can update the card. Okay. For the payment. Yeah.
Okay.
If not, it's going to bill to your card. Okay?
Okay.
So just so you know, and I want to be the first to welcome you both, Mike and Wesley, to Local Splash, to our family here. And I want to thank you both for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business.
Well, we thank you very much. Hopefully it's a successful partnership.
Absolutely. I'm super excited for you guys. And again, it's been such a pleasure speaking with you both, and I hope you both have a very blessed day.
You too as well, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.